Under tight security, Bosnian Serb General Zdravko Tolimir left Bosnia-Herzegovina for the Netherlands-based UN tribunal to face charges of genocide. The 58-year-old Tolimir was a senior aide to the Bosnian Serb's wartime military commander, General Ratko Mladic, during the slaughter of Bosnian Muslims in the town of Srebrenica in 1995. It was considered the worst single atrocity in Europe since the Second World War and marked by the United Nations as one of the worst cases of ethnic cleansing during the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. Bosnian and Serbian security forces arrested Tolimir late Thursday as he tried to enter Serbia from Bosnia. He was later handed over to UN authorities in Banja Luka. Tolimir was considered the third most wanted war crime suspect in the Balkans after General Ratko Mladic, former Bosnian Serb army chief, and Radovan Karadzic, former Bosnian Serb president. In comments aired on Reuters television and other networks, relatives of those who died reacted with mixed emotions to the news of his arrest.
This is good news for the victims, but it should have happened 12 years ago. I hope that Karadzic and Mladic will come out from their hideouts as well to face justice.
That view is shared by Olga Gavran, the spokeswoman of the United Nations Chief Prosecutor Kale Del Ponte. Gavran told reporters she hopes that Serbia will step up efforts to extradite war crime suspects.
There are still five remaining fugitives, most of whom we believe to be within reach of Serbia. Serbia is in violation of many international obligations by not delivering, namely Ratko Mladic, Radovan Karadzic and the other fugitives, and that does not change.
UN officials hope that Tolimir could provide key information about Mladic and Karadzic. Tolimir is thought by experts to have helped Commander Mladic evade arrest since his indictment for war crimes in 1995. The European Union has urged Serbia to transfer more war crime suspects. EU Enlargement Commissioner Olli Rehn made clear Friday that the arrest of Tolimir would pave the way to resume stalled talks with the Serbian government about establishing closer ties. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.